What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Snap is down. Hold is up. Kick is up. And it is good. Ray Davis, your emergency kicker, with a successful PAT.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I'm going to let you do that from now on. I did it once and it felt weird.
I got what I wanted out of the preseason. I'm good. We can wrap the games up. Chris Brown there on the call. I got what I wanted out of the preseason. I didn't think it would happen. After talking with Sal that morning, I thought, you know what? They got to work out their kicker. They don't want to put Ray Davis in danger, what have
you. It's running back one as of right now. Like, not a good idea.
And then I got it done early.
And you know that was for the you could say it was for the kicks.
Loved it. I loved it so much. And I didn't know what was happening. I looked away because like they're doing the PAT, what have you. And maybe it was you that said something or somebody had said something. So we all looked at the TV.
Yeah.
I had so much fun with that.
Yeah. And that was exclusively for fun.
Yep.
Sean McDermott.
Downplayed it a little bit.
Where he downplayed it, but he also got like, honestly, let's be real about it. He got too many questions about that.
He did. That and the James Cook situation, he was about done.
He's like, I'm done talking about Ryan running backs. We're done here.
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. The Bills preseason is officially underway. They had their first game and their only home game of the preseason done and over with on Saturday. They fall to the New York Giants 34-25. The final score kind of doesn't matter. There were, though, some pretty good takeaways to get from this. Not end-all, be-all kind of definitive statements. It is still, of course, preseason. And, you know, Derek, I'll tell you now, maybe my favorite takeaway was actually in that post-game press conference. Matt Bove asked the question to McDermott about how much, like, do they game plan for these teams? Like, how much do they really dig deep, look at film, the whole thing for these games? And McDermott got about as close to saying 0% as he could. It's like, it's all about feel. It's I want to see how these guys react, what have you. That also led me to kind of, you know, take a step back from the game. The All-22 I have not seen has been out yet, so we haven't been able to do like a huge deep dive on the game. But I really like that answer because I think it just more and more proves that there's only so much you're going to take from a preseason game. And what you can take away from it is individual performances. Not an entire unit and how they did, but how did a player look and what have you. And that for me were my big takeaways, especially leaving Saturday into yesterday and kind of like, you know, marinating with the game, rewatching some of the clips and stuff like that. That's where I came away with was very specific players. We can dive into the defense and how they were really not good on third down. And if you want to add in fourth downs, they were even more horrendous in terms of actual percentages on that. They didn't get any sacks, even though I think there was like 51 passing attempts for the Giants. That's not ideal. But looking at a player-by-player basis, there were some pretty good takeaways from this game, or at least things that you can get excited to watch, to keep an eye on as the preseason goes on. Because the time now at St. John Fisher is over with. That ended last week going into the Giants game. Now we're into the more, okay, now we're going to lock it down. Everyone's back at Orchard Park. They are going to have a joint practice this week against Chicago later in the week. But now I think a lot of us have very specific players we're keeping an eye on. I heard Joe DiBiase talking about Curtis Samuel a lot and really what is his future on the roster. No clue. Guys like Tyrell Shavers continue to kind of show out. There were some things that you could take away from this game. Now, I don't think whole unit stuff, but definitely player to player.
Yeah, and I do think that it also has to do with the fact that in the preseason, you know that the schemes are going to be bland. So what you want to see is some high-end plays or showcases of high-end talent in those flashes that you're going to see from these young players.
Mm-hmm.
or from obviously any veteran additions as well, you just want to see the athleticism and the playmaking ability there for you. Things that scheme can't dictate. For example, TJ Sanders getting around his man and crushing Jackson Dart, and Dart more impressively standing in the pocket and delivering a dot. Deion Walker with the move that he makes to have a pass deflection. Or anything of the sort like that. Jordan Hancock running instinctively down the field from a safety position. You want to see things like that. Tyrell Shavers getting down the field, getting open.
Yep.
You want to see things that scheme is not going to dictate. And play calling is not going to dictate. It's the athleticism. Can I see the high-end plays being made? Because that's the thing that you can take away from it. That's what you can take away. I can look at that and go, that's why you got drafted. That's why this team brought you in. That's why you got signed.
And on that, I mean, you bring up TJ Sanders, Deion Walker. I did see the PFF scores for what they're worth about this game. Deion Walker was the highest rated Bills pass rusher. I think he had like two pressures on there. You mentioned up the pass deflection, stuff like that. TJ Sanders, we mentioned the Jackson Dart play. It's a great throw by Dart, and that is the play of the game, I think, just as a whole if you're looking at it nationally. But Sanders, to make that move, to get in there, that's kind of what you want to see. And if you're a Bills fan, that's also what you want to see, is the two of the three young defensive linemen were out there making plays relatively early in the game, for what it's worth. And it's the thing, too, again, for what it's worth and who it's against, what have you. But that's what you wanted to see. You made those additions, and I'm not even bringing up Joey Bosa, who looked great in the run game, and he kind of looked like a guy that after one series, you're like, cool, wrap him in bubble wrap. We'll see you at week one.
Yeah.
We're done. You don't need to play anymore. Same with Matt Milano.
Do your thing with practices, him and Milano. I don't need to see him in anything live anymore for the rest of the preseason. And I think many fans will agree on that, especially because, well, if you're going to see them, it's going to be what? On Saturday? You're not playing him in the third game.
No, probably
starters
not.
Aren't touching the field in that third game.
No.
They're not even putting on a jersey.
Yeah, especially, well, I mean, we talked about it too, especially with the lack of cutdown days.
Yeah.
The roster is big enough to where, it's all the backups playing week three.
Yeah.
Just get them out there. We're trying to just wrap this up kind of deal. So, I mean, there was enough, I think, to take away from this to be excited. I'm just happy now, finally, to get some game reps, especially with the new defensive pieces. Just to see them in action, especially for many of us who haven't been able to actually get to camp and see that on a regular basis, that was nice. We didn't even mention Michael Hoyt, who got to play a little bit longer in the game. I think that's him and Ogunjobi. I think mainly due to the fact of you guys won't be here for 6 weeks. We're going to get your reps now because the younger guy's going to take more of the lion's share.
Yeah, they're going to take more of the share in these next two games to get them more ready for when it goes live,
I was happy to see a lot of that stuff. And for them to look good. Again, they didn't get a sack, though, in those 51 pass attempts, passing downs. But there were splash plays. There was enough there that I could get excited about, especially if you're looking at the run defense. They held the Giants to 3.2 yards per carry. That's pretty good. There were also some missed performances. Landon Jackson, kind of the only time I noticed him was when he took away a Jordan Hancock interception.
On lining up off sides,
That's really the only time I knew he was there. Elijah Moore was quiet. There is a play. I want to see the all-22. There was a play, the Dalton Kincaid catch on third down.
Third Moore, and 15.
Yeah, Moore's running wide open, it looked like.
Moore's getting sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's open. But Trubisky probably doesn't see him in time, which is normal considering how well Abdul Carter played in that game.
Yeah, looking back at that play, too,
like you understand
he kind of had to get the ball out quick.
You understand why he didn't get to that read because of the fact that the Giants' pass rush was just kind of getting overwhelming. And especially for a backup quarterback that knows, especially Trubisky through his career, we know what he is. There's going to be mistakes made. And he's probably thinking at this moment, I'm in a quarterback competition. I can't make that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I see Kincaid. Pressure's coming. I don't have any more time.
Yeah, just get rid of the ball.
And it did look like he had another fraction of time if he wanted to make that look, but how confident are you in getting that ball to the intermediate versus the short check down?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see it? Yes. Do I expect QB1 to get that done? Probably. Did Dalton Kincaid kind of make the most of that rep? Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Got like 11 or 12 yards on a third and 15.
Could be happy with that.
You could be happy about the fact that Kincaid bullied his way and tried to get the first down.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some people getting worried about Trey White, and I'm like, whoever cornerback two is, they're going to get picked on all year. I don't need to cause that to be anything of concern. He was letting, and this is where, again, vanilla schemes in preseason, Trey White was like 7 yards off the ball every play except every for like play. Two.
Yeah.
And he was with his guy on those two. If you want to be concerned about something, it's the one play where Giants get 11 yards on the play. White's there to make the tackle, but he gets taken for a ride.
He gets dragged about 4 more yards.
He gets four, yeah. It's pretty much like about a 7 yard gain, and then it turns into 11.
Mm-hmm.
That's a play where you're like, okay, you want that one back. But I'm not going to really get too nitpicky over a preseason game, nor am I going to get too high about it either. I do think that if you see something in a preseason game that validates what you're seeing in camp, it's a little bit of a confirmation bias. Yes, but it also shows consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Milano.
Yeah.
We've been seeing it all throughout from the beat reporters. Matt Milano looks like he's back. And what did you see first play? Closes immediately, stops a play from even getting off the ground. Matt Milano looks back. He looks fresh. That is something that you see from camp, and you then see it there, and you're like, okay, that's interesting. The quarterbacks have been, from what we saw, relatively on par with each other. That's the report from camp. Guess what? We saw that with White and Trubisky. We saw that. Tyrell Shavers having himself a good camp. What's he do?
Continue
pops
that.
Pops open for a 58-yard gain. Obviously, you would have liked to see him finish the deal on that one. That would have been cool.
Mm-hmm.
But there was really good closing speed from the corner on that after he got beat. Ball's a good ball, though. It's just not fast enough. And then you also have other things, like the bad side of it, but you don't react strongly one way or another yet. Elijah Moore was quiet. That's not ideal. Landon Jackson was quiet. It's not ideal. That doesn't mean it is what it is. And that can go for all the positives. It doesn't mean that it is what it is.
I was going to say, even for the quiet guys too, Ray Davis. Four carries, 7 yards. And that right now is your starting running back with the hold in from James Cook.
Yeah, if you want to overreact from a preseason game, you say Ty Johnson running back one, James Cook who?
Yeah.
Because Johnson looked very impressive. But again, it's one game. Not only is it one game, it's one preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
All the players that took part in this game did not play the full game. So they have limited reps. Trust in what the Bills coaches are seeing and how they're deploying them in the games, because the practice reps are far more bountiful and numerous.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. You want to jump on today's show. Your thoughts on preseason game number one for the Bills. You did mention Tyrell Shavers there, though.
Yes.
And
I
want to talk about him just because the wide receiver room was always, it felt like, kind of an open competition, mainly due to the fact of how the Bills played. Everyone eats. There was always that feeling that a random guy could get reps. It's why many of us got excited about Elijah Moore or even Curtis Samuel last year. Josh Palmer this year as well. Keon Coleman. The list goes on and on and on. Shavers has found his way into that, and he just kind of continues to be a guy that makes plays. I heard Jeremy and Joe bringing this up today too. Is really the thing he has to work on special teams? Because Virgil had more special team snaps than Shavers did on Saturday. And it may be true, and especially if you're competing for what is likely going to be wide receiver number five. But I do continue to walk away very impressed with Shavers. It's not just the deep bomb that he catches from Trubisky. The moment he's in the game, I think it is Trubisky. Yeah, Trubisky also throws this one.
Yep.
Where it's a slant pattern, but it goes for like 12 yards. It's a first down. It's easy. He looks the part. He's 6'4", 211. I don't think he's going to be a world beater. That's not it. But, mentioning on the pregame over the weekend too, there is going to be a spot for somebody to get like 20, 25 catches that you maybe don't know of yet or maybe haven't thought of too much yet, because that's how they want to play offense. They want to spread the ball around. And when I look at guys like Curtis Samuel, not really hitting yet. You know, Keon Coleman, we're not sure on the consistency. KJ Hamler, kind of an unknown. Laviska Shenault, what does he do outside of the return game? We don't really know. I'm starting to really wonder about Tyrell Shavers maybe being somewhat of a fixture on the offense because he continues to make plays. He continues to look pretty darn good.
It's a consistency thing, and you want to see it through how he ended his season last year with the big explosive play. Now he's having a solid camp. He's putting those practices together. You put it a little together, you get the consistency, and you try to make it pay off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing you want to look for in the preseason is can you string those together through the couple of games that you play through very limited reps? You're not getting a lot of snaps. You're not getting a huge snap share. It's just not happening. The best snap share you got was probably what? Dorian Strong, Jamarcus Ingram at the end of the game, just getting all
backup
those reps.
Corners, yeah, where it's like you have to play. We're a little bit limited. The safety's probably the same thing. We're a little bit limited there. You're going to have to play
quite
a bit. And that's where you also saw Jordan Hancock. He did a lot on Saturday. And
he did.
Yeah, so that's probably where you're going to get it. The wide receivers maybe a little bit less so. And it's, again, where I like Shavers is that he, in his limited moments, I mean, that's the thing now. In the last few games Bills fans have of Shavers, he's made two huge plays.
Right.
You have the breakaway touchdown against New England, then you have this 58-yard catch on Saturday. So he's done enough for a lot of Bills fans to have a feeling about him that is more than positive.
He's not a
name that came up a lot in terms of who's going to be the preseason like camp hero and stuff like that. He might be that guy.
He might be that guy. And I'm not sure if it's because of the fact that he was on the roster last year and he does have a touchdown to his name like within the regular season, but maybe that's why. It's because of the fact that he's already here. He's already been here.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, okay, he's already here. How's he going to be a camp hero if he's already here?
Yeah.
Well, this is how. But then you see Andreessen looking the part, and that's something that was coming from camp. And validated by the Bills themselves when they released Bail Inspector wave injured.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a reason they're able to do that as well. It's because they...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Know what they have now at linebacker two.
Yeah.
Behind Terrell Bernard. They can do it because, yeah.
Andreessen.
You can get away with it now.
Andreessen is fun too. He looks like he belongs in run defense. I mean, just flat out. He sets the edge well. He's kind of where the ball is every time, it felt like. The only thing now for him, especially as a backup middle linebacker, how are you in coverage? I think that's kind of the last thing we've sort of got to figure out with Andreessen.
Yes, because if Bernard's out for a certain amount of snaps even in a game.
And he did miss time last year. I mean,
he missed time last year. He missed games last year.
Mm-hmm.
But can you get by? And it looks like you can be a little bit more confident in Andreessen helping get you by.
Yeah.
Which is a big deal. And this comes from not just one game. It is through last season making the team as an undrafted free agent. This is hearing the reports in camp that he has been solid.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the consistency thing. You want to see more players be able to make some noise, but don't get too high, don't get too low. That's how the preseason pledge goes. That's how we're supposed to swear it every year.
It just gets a little hard when like certain players pop off or disastrous.
Yeah, it's the extremes, like one major or the other, and it's like, okay, guys, right. everyone, people, settle it down. But you do want to try to take things away.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it is. Am I seeing pop plays from players with their athleticism? Am I seeing smart, instinctual plays from somebody that tells me that they're a safe bet to make this roster?
Mm-hmm.
What am I seeing that correlates with the camp reports that we're getting? Can those go hand in hand, or are they flying in the face of something? Are the lights too bright?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just legitimately a game day guy?
I feel like that...
That's the thing.
The gamer thing, too, is always – that's a frustrating one because with preseason especially, you have to marry the two.
Exactly.
Of camp and games. And so if you're somebody that we're hearing, he's not really doing much in practice, but the game time rolls around, especially in the preseason. Was it in the third and fourth quarter? Or was it they're in the first quarter against the starters or the limited amount that there are, and they're doing this? It's there is going to have to be a kind of uncomfortable marriage with that because it is so difficult to get anything from this. There will be guys who pop off the entire preseason, Trey Lance for the Chargers, and you won't hear about them for the entire year.
Obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons, but you know he's just an example. But there will be a wide receiver that looks awesome in preseason. How is he not starting on any given team? And you won't hear about them until the last game of the season where a bunch of guys are sitting.
Or sometimes ever again.
It does happen very regularly. It's why we talk about preseason and camp heroes. So that's where it's got to be the marriage between the two. And you've talked about it with deployment. You know, where are guys? We know Andreessen has been the backup middle linebacker. So watching his development is with much more interest because we know Bernard has missed some games. You already have the story involved with Andreessen, and now we're starting to see the practice and game time stuff is looping together and building up. Shavers is a little bit more uncomfortable. We don't totally know where he's been deployed within the Bills' practice schedules. We do know there's been receivers that have been out with injuries, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's been with the ones.
And to make that further point, you worry about a player's spot on their roster based on the deployment in game three. The fact that there were players playing in that fourth quarter on Saturday, those are not cut candidates yet or right away. There are some obvious ones. Like, obviously, I'm pretty sure that Shane Buechele is very locked into not being even a backup quarterback.
It's fine.
But
we're just happy he was here.
Tyrell Shavers was not playing in the fourth quarter, for example, though.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean one thing or another for, say, Dorian Strong and Jamarcus Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
They may be fighting against each other for a spot, for example. You give them the reps and all the reps that they need.
Yeah.
Or it's Takori Couch playing late in that fourth quarter. What I look at, though, is who are the next ones up after the starters went?
That's what you
keep Shavers.
On. Yeah. Hamler. Moore, I think, was out there.
Strong
as well.
Jackson.
Yep.
Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things you need to write down in your mind. Like, okay, let's see here. That's who that was. Okay. And you figure it out from there. Davidson was the first tight end. Davidson struggled. Davidson had a bad day. Jackson Hawes drops his only pass.
The only target. And it's playing catch.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So, not a great day for tight end threes, but, you know, that's also tight end three. Keonta Jenkins is the next guy up instead of Ed Ulufashio.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Yep, and I know Sal's brought up his name. Eddie Ulufashio is potentially a cut candidate. He's only he's a draft pick from a few years ago, but, yeah, he's one of those guys, later round guys. We'll see what happens. Let's get connected to our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to give your thoughts today on preseason game number one for the Bills. We'll start today off with Mike on the line. Mike, how are we doing today?
Good, thank you. I guess my complaint, and this is, I get it, it's preseason football. You can't take too much from it. I mean, all the same old cliches.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of emblematic of, I think, what has played this defense through the Josh Allen era, and why they can't get to that next level, is the third down inefficiency. You can go back to Leslie Frazier. I mean, and some of this has got to be on the head coach. Some of the responsibility has got to be on the head coach for this. But this third down, and I don't know what's going on and why they can't fix this. But if this continues like it has, like I said, through the Josh Allen era, I just don't see this team getting to the next level.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for the call. This was something we talked about on the post game on Saturday, too, and to a negative extent, like Shavers. Mm-hmm. What are the memories you have of him from last year into this year? It's the big touchdown against New England. Into this year, he gets another big pass play, right? this is that negative aspect of the third down defense was not good last year.
Yeah.
And we came into Saturday and the Giants go 9 of 19.
If you add the last time you saw them.
Yeah. And if you add the fourth downs, by the way, they went 2 for 2 on that. So really, in terms of conversions and keeping drives going, they were 11 of 19,
which is terrible.
The Bills, by the way, on offense were 1 of 9 on third downs. So they themselves were also not great.
I mean, you have your third down problem solver not suiting up.
Right, right.
I'm going to not be shocked if the Bills go 1 of 9 on third downs.
When Trubisky or Mike White or Shane Buechele are your quarterbacks.
Like, I'm okay with that. I understand. But the defense, it is a little bit of pattern recognition and confirmation bias. Again, positive or negative. Schemes in preseason are meant to be vanilla as all heck. But would you like to see a play every now and then? Yeah. You don't want them converting on ultimately 11 of 19 third or fourth downs. Moving the chains like that, you should say. In later down conversion rates, you don't want to see that. No matter how bland the scheme is, you do want someone to make a play. And that's where I look at the defensive end depth and go, where are you?
And that's why they added so much in the offseason. I think you can look at the screens. The screens is its own other demon. That's something as well.
Death, taxes, and the Bills
but those
being
third,
damaged by screens.
But those third and long situations, that is why you drafted TJ Sanders and traded up for him in the second round. It's why you added another guy in the fourth round in Deion Walker. It's why you also drafted a high potential, you know, high-end athlete in Landon Jackson. They need to get home on these third downs, on these passing situations. They need to get home. There were also a lot of third and shorts because of, well, they were picking on Trey White to the side. He was, you know, 5-6 yards off the line of scrimmage. But
even
I
the
think,
starters.
I think it is fair, though, to walk away and go, man, is third downs really still going to be a problem? I think it's fair.
Even then, the starters do ultimately force a field goal. Then they're done for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Giants get down the field.
They didn't look great, though, the whole way there.
They didn't look great the whole way, but guess what? They did what they usually do. Bend, don't break.
But
fine. You're also not facing Malik Nabers.
You're also not facing Malik Nabers, and to be fair, this whole bend, don't break thing has gotten you killed in the playoffs.
It's gotten you killed in the playoffs. I'm not worried about it for the first preseason game, which is, can you limit from 6 going on the board? All right, cool. Get out.
803-0550, the number to call. Your takeaways from game number 1 of the Bills preseason. We'll also read some of your tweets as well. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR.